Yahweh, like he's made ways for you or something. Hallelujah. God has made ways out of no way. Through hard trials, tribulations, persecutions, he's been so faithful in my life, and he has made a way for me. Philippians 3 and 13. I'm not going to be before you long. That's why I sang so long. Feel like I sang so long anyway, if I didn't. Oh, Lord. God Almighty. See, if you ain't really been in no real trouble, and God really brought you out of something, you don't understand what I'm saying. But if you've really been in trouble, I'm talking about where you couldn't call mama them. I'm talking about where you couldn't call anybody and they could bail you out. I'm talking about nobody could do it but the Lord. You don't know what I'm talking about, but for those of you that knew that couldn't nobody else bail you out of this situation but God, you understand my praise. You understand my worship. Amen. Because I've been in situations where I just didn't know how I was going to make it out. But all it took was just a little talk with Jesus. And he made things all right. Philippians 3:13. Reach, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. This one thing I do. Forgetting, somebody say forgetting, those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. 14 says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The word is already blessed. May it continue to bless the people of God. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth, somebody say forth, to those things which are before. If y'all would indulge me just for a little while and just tell someone, time to move forward. Time to move forward. One of the first things in the scripture that I take notice of, it says, in order for you to get the move on, it says that you need to forget something. It's not specific about what it says you need to forget, but usually when we look at this scripture and we begin to think about things we forget, we need to forget, we think about all the negative stuff, all the bad things that have happened. But I've learned that not only bad things can hinder you from going forth, but there are some good things that can hinder you from going forth. I've learned that not only bad things, but also I've learned that mediocre can stop you from going forward. We can get comfortable in our situations. We can get comfortable with our circumstance. We can get comfortable with our ailments in our body. We settle for what we have and where we are. Amen. And this is just my plight. Amen. This is just, amen, this is it for me. This is, amen, was meant for me. I just, you know, this is what I have, and I just take it and I can go with it. It didn't totally stop me. Amen. It just hinders me. So I'm okay right here where I am. Amen. I don't need to go any further. Amen. But I believe, amen, the theme for this year was about us making progress. Right. I believe the theme of this year was telling us that there is a higher height.
Yes, sir.
That there's a deeper depth, amen, that we can go in the Lord, and that God says, amen, he's calling out to Zion, saying, Zion, there is a higher place of praise. Just tell your neighbor, God is calling you higher. Said that there's some things that we need to forget. There are some good things. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Matter of fact, Paul talked about his accolades, about all his degrees, and the different languages that he taught. And he said, I count these things but dung. Y'all ain't saying nothing. These are some of the good things that he had to put behind and forget about in order to do the master's will and go and press toward the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. He had to forget some of these good things, amen, that could hinder him, amen, from being what God had called him to be. Amen. When we're trying to make progress, amen, we don't have time to be looking back. I say it again. When we're trying to make progress, amen, we don't have time to keep looking back. Amen. Ask me how I know. Amen. There's a brother by the name of Lot. Y'all remember the story of Abraham and Lot? Amen. If I was preaching that message behind, amen, on today, I tell you, don't nobody need to be dragging a lot. Amen. But that's not my message for today. But amen. Abraham dragged Lot. And he took him with him, and the story goes that they went, amen, and they dwelt in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham on the other side, and, amen, Lot and them got in trouble while they were there, and Abraham had to go rescue them. He rescued, amen, Lot from out of that place because God said he was going to destroy it. Told them, come on, y'all, let's go, and don't look back. Amen, but it don't even give her name. It says Lot's wife. Lord have mercy. It wasn't bad for her. Come on, somebody. It wasn't all bad. She enjoyed the things that was going on back at Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. So it's not all bad things that we have to forget. It's some good things and some good memories. And when I'm saying forget, I'm not saying that it needs to be wiped out of your memory. I'm saying that it's some things you need to let go. Some things, amen, that we need to let go in order to go forth after those things that God is calling us to. So on today, amen, I just want to talk briefly about some steps to moving forward. And I think I'm almost finished. In order to reach the promised land, the children of Israel had to stop wondering. Y'all know the scripture. The Bible says that the children of Israel was out there in the wilderness for 40 years. Wandering is not only walking, but it means that your eyes are looking in places. You're looking everywhere. I hear him sing the song, looking for love in all the wrong places. Y'all ain't saying nothing. But the children of Israel were wandering. There was a shorter distance that they could have taken to make it to the promised land. But they were wandering. So I want to talk about what we got our eyes on and what we should fix our eyes upon in order to get to the place that God is calling us to. Look at Psalms 121 and 1. This is the first place you need to look. Somebody say, look up. Psalms 121 and 1 says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh. If you need some place to fix your eyes upon instead of wandering, you need to look up. Why should I look up? Because that's where the Jehovah, amen, God who reigneth, the Jehovah Jireh, the one that provided, the Jehovah Nisi, the God our banner, amen, Elohim, El Elyon, the great I am, amen, is the one that can help us in going forward. He's the one that can lead us, the one that can direct us to the place that he's calling us to be. Yes, sir. Tell your neighbor, you ought to look up. That ain't all. Sometimes we have to look down. I know that don't sound right. That's okay. Look at 1 Peter 5 and 5. Matter of fact, give me verse 5 and 6. 1 Peter 5 and 5 says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elders. That's looking down. That's a place of posture that you have to have in order to go forward. You need to humble yourself. That's looking down. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with what? For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. That ain't all what it says in verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may what? That he may push you forward. That he may catapult you into the place that he's calling you to, that he may exalt you in due time. So sometimes you don't only have to look up, but you have to look down. Amen. Humility is a posture. Humility is not, amen, a certain tone of voice. You know, a lot of times we think the person that's soft-spoken has humility. Amen. But we learn that it's some folk that's passive-aggressive. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. It's some folk that speak soft. Amen. But their action and their attitude, y'all ain't saying nothing, speaks volumes. Amen. So we, as the people of God, amen, must make sure that we not only look up, but amen, that we must also look down. And that's not all. And moving forward, we not only should look up, we should not only look down, but sometimes we do need to look around. Now that don't make no sense, McNair. You just told us don't be wondering. Well, I'm not talking about wondering. I say sometimes we need to look around. Look at Psalms 91 and 11. We are talking about somebody that's going to help us in moving forward. Look at what it says. For he, who is he? God shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all your what? In all your ways, in the direction of moving forward. If you look around, you see, amen, that you have a hedge of protection around you. You have, amen, help to lead and guide you, amen, in all your ways. And so you should not only look up. You should not only look down. Come on, help me out, somebody. You should not only look around and see that you got angels, as Richard Smallwood says, watching over me. But you should also look inward. See, looking inward, I know we're making it personal now, but sometimes you have to deal with the inward man, because that's the inner me that you can't get away from. Yes, sir. And you have to put the inward man, amen, in check. That's right. Amen. Because sometimes the flesh and your inward man is contrary to the Spirit of God. You got to put it in check and make sure that it lines up with the Spirit of God. Amen. Make sure that you have that right posture with God. That ain't all. Look at, amen, Ephesians 3 and 20. I'm closing. So not only look up, not only look down, not only look around, but you have to look inward. Ephesians 3 and 20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. That ain't all it says. Here go that inward part. But it's according to the power. Come on, I know I got some Bible readers in here. That worketh in us. That inward part, amen, that power that's on the inside of you is what's going to get you to go forward. Not only that, amen, we look up, amen, because we need him because of some disappointments that we've had in the past. There are some things, amen, that we've had to face that have caused us, amen, to have fear. We don't want to go forward. Come on, somebody. You know, after that baby done touched fire one time and they took their hand back. Amen. And the next time you tell them it's okay to touch it now, they ain't going to touch it. Come on, somebody. That's that fear, amen, that we have experienced. Amen. That traumatic experience that we've had. Amen. We have to look up so that God will enable us, amen, to go past our fears. Amen. We got to get past some of this stuff. Amen. Because we can't make it to the place that God is calling us to. Amen. If we can't overcome some of these fears. Fear causes you to not go forward. Fear causes you not to start your business again. I have to make sure I say that because when you've experienced it and you've had a traumatic experience from it, amen, you don't never want to experience that traumatic experience again. And it puts you in a certain place, amen, where you dare not try it again. Amen, but I come to release you today and tell you it's okay if you just look up. He will help you. Isn't that the song? We sing it all the time. If you just ask the Savior to help you. Comfort, strengthen, and he is willing to help you. Jesus will carry you through. You just have to look up. Then he will enable you to move forward past some of the things that have happened in the past. Look down to maintain your humility. You must maintain that if you want to progress in life.
Yes, sir.
The scripture told you that if you would humble yourself likewise under the mighty hand of God, that he would exalt you in due time.
Yes, sir.
In due time. Amen. I don't know what that time is, but there's a time on the calendar. God already got it set.
Right.
If you just be faithful, continue to work. Somebody say work. When that the Sunday school lesson this morning, just work your faith. Continue to work, amen, and go forward into those things that God have for you. Look around. Listen, God has given us angels. In your time of devotion, open up your mouth and give them assignments. Huh? He's given them charge over you. Why aren't you doing what you can do with them? As you begin to pray the word of God, who you think working on your behalf? Them and the Holy Ghost. Are y'all hearing me? Use, amen, the things that God has given us to help us to go to the next place that he has for us. That power that's on the inside of us is nurtured by devotion with God. is nurtured by spending time with him, is nurtured by fasting and praying and getting into the word of God. Amen. We must do what we have to do, amen, to nurture and to build up, amen, those muscles that's working on our behalf. Man, when you go to the gym to work out, I know that ain't all of us. You know, I don't remember the last time I went to the gym. But they use weights and different machines that offer resistance. Because resistance builds up our stamina. It builds up, amen, and it works with our muscles. And sometimes because we haven't worked those muscles in so long, it tightens them. And we experience soreness. Amen, that's what's supposed to happen. Because then, amen, you stretch. Y'all ain't get that. Amen. We're stretching, amen, our spiritual muscles, amen, so that we can do more than what we did the last time. Amen. That's that power that's working on the inside of us. Amen. We have to exercise that's on the inside of us. So I might not can pray away cancer, but I can pray away a headache. Come on, somebody, you got to start somewhere. Amen. It's all right. I can't raise the dead now, but I can pray away cancer. Come on. And work it. And you can't be afraid to work it. Work it. Because it said that he could do exceeding and abundantly. Amen. But it's only according to the power that's working in you. Listen to what I'm saying. He can do the exceeding and the abundantly, but he's only going to do that that's according to the power that's in you. The only time that God goes beyond that power that's working in you is when he works a miracle. That's why it's called a miracle. If it can come from within me, it don't take God. Come on, somebody. Don't get stuck. Don't get complacent where you are. I know where you are is good. I know you're living your best life. I just got say, living my life like it's golden. I know that's where you are. I know you're living your best life. I know you are, but this is not it. This God is way bigger than that. Come on, somebody. God is greater than that. And he's calling you to a greater place. He's calling you to something. I'm not saying where you are is not good, but he's calling you to something better. And we don't want you to get comfortable. That's why Pastor's saying that there's a higher place. Right. He's saying we can go higher in this thing. We had a glorious time, but that ain't it. There's another place in God that we can go, amen, that will literally blow our minds. Right. And he does not want us, amen, to get at ease in Zion. But he wants us to continue to put in the work. I say it again. He wants us, McNair, to put in the work. Right. You want to see signs and wonders? Put in the work. Yes, you want to see these miracles take place? Put in the work. You want to lay your hands and they shall recover? Put in the work. Come on, somebody. You want to say a thing and decree a thing and it shall be done? You got to put in the work. Right. You got to put in the work. Dr. Brown didn't come a doctor just overnight. She had to put in the work. And it took years. Come on, somebody. She had to put in the work, and it took years before she got to that place where she could be called doctor. Y'all ain't saying nothing. We got to put in the work, y'all. If we really want to see the hand of God move the way some of us say we do, we got to put... Listen, there is nothing wrong with God. God don't come up short. There's no failing in him. There's no lackness in him. It's in us. It's in us. We're not waiting on God. God is waiting on us. And we've got to put in the work to get ourselves to the place where that we can be used by God. Is there anybody in here that desire to be used by God? Come on, we got to get up from where we are and go to that next place so that he can use us. Because God is calling us. God is calling us. Can't you hear the clarion call? I'm talking to you today. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. God is calling us, amen, to a place that he can use us. That don't mean you're going to be up here behind the podium. We need some foot soldiers. People that can touch in places where, amen, Bishop can't reach. That as he preached the word, you take that thing and you take it and you spread it. And it spreads like wildfire. Come on, everyone standing. Everyone standing. It's time to get up. It's time to move forward. It's time to get from where we are. Get to the place where God is calling us to.